This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome back, fellow grumps. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9. Okay, Helen, so listen, I got a mate of mine, right? And he's become a bit of a legend in our social circle because his social media rants are the stuff of legend. I mean, they just go on for pages, right?
So I love him already.
Absolutely. Anyway, I've asked him to dial in because, you know, I just want a taste of him on The Grumpy Gaze. He's exactly sort of what we're looking for on this show. He sets the tone. So, look, bit of a new segment tonight. Anyone with any business awareness or acumen knows that most companies hold an AGM.
They do.
Yeah, but because here we want to do things regularly, we're going to have a weekly AGM. What I mean by AGM, Angry Gay Man. Listeners, our very own Angry Gay Man is about to call in. Doug, are you there?
I am, Matt. I'm here.
How are you, Doug?
Look, I'm incandescent. I am incandescent with irritation. I am more annoyed than a celiac in Baker's Delight. I really am.
What's going on? What's wrong?
What's given you the poops?
Look, as reluctant as I am, Helen, to ignite that tired old Melbourne and Sydney versus trope, on a recent visit to the Emerald City, I happened to notice something other than the pubs all being closed at 9 p.m. I did. I saw something else.
What was that?
Now, Matt, as you know, I am an avid user of PT.
But didn't realise you went to the gym.
Public transport, Matt. I am a user of public transport. Now, I was sitting on a bus between Oxford Street and Circular Quay. Now, I know that's not very far, Matt, but I do appreciate that nicely feeds into your cutting remarks about exercise. However, I was sitting on a bus between Oxford Street and Circular Quay, and I noticed something.
What? What did you notice?
People touch on with their Opal cards in Sydney and they don't touch on with their Mikey cards in Melbourne. Now, this has upset me. Now, I'm on all kinds of modes in Melbourne and I have noticed that this touching on behaviour is not as frequently replicated as it is in Sydney. And I want to know why, as an avid user of public transport, where we have a pay system, I would rather it actually be free, to be fair, but the reality is we have a system where we need to pay, and I want to know why the people, and I always thought, I was actually just about to say something,
but I didn't get a word in, but yeah.
No, don't. You'll upset me further. Look, as a system that we have here, I want to know. Now, I've always thought that Melbourne was a classier, nicer, kinder, better city to live in. Our citizens are nicer, kinder, better people, and I genuinely thought we would be the kind of people that would pay our way. Now, I want to know.
Yes.
I want to know why it is that people in Melbourne feel less inclined to cough up. Go.
Is your outrage, is your incandescent outrage, Doug, related to the public purse? Do you think these people are getting freebies?
Helen, this is the thing. I don't know. I just want to know what has inspired this behavioural difference. I mean, see, I'm not joking when I say sitting on this bus at the front of a bus, everybody tapped on and everybody tapped off. Now, I'm a frequent user of a tram, the 86 as it happens to be, in Melbourne, and I am frequently aware I am the only person who's paying, and that is annoying me.
He's gone into falsetto.
He has gone.
He's so angry he's gone Bee Gees.
Well, very soon only dogs are going to be able to hear his outrage. Now, Doug, as a non-Melburnian...
Oh, you're not?
Well, I'm River a transplant. I'm from...
Where?
The River City.
Why am I calling in? I'm not speaking to people who aren't from Melbourne.
I am.
Oh, good, Matt. Thank
and also, AGM, have you heard my segment, Melbourne, We Need to Talk?
I have. I'm talking.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to have a new segment. Sydney, I gave up talking to you years ago.
Absolutely. But my question is, so I'm throwing this out there. It did take me... Now, I'm not a big PT in either sense of the acronym, but when I first moved down here, I did live closer to the city and
right.
I did partake of the tram because I think when one moves to Melbourne, the tram lambs are that little bit, you know, they're a little bit unique.
Nicer.
They're that point of difference. So you feel a little bit
Sydney
fancy.
Sydney has one now, Helen.
Well, it sort of does when it's not breaking down or going on the wrong correct tracks.
And I'm sorry, it gives me the creeps. It's kind of joined in the middle. There's two trams joined in the middle and it's all a bit it's all a bit human centipede, if you know what I mean.
Oh, all right. But as a transplant down here, it did take me a little while to sort of understand that, yes, I realised you had to tap on, but then I was told you actually didn't have to tap off of a tram.
That's correct.
And so I think people get a bit confused about that. But then when you catch a train, you have to tap on and tap off. I've never been on a bus down here. Praise baby Jeebus. So do you think it's that people are just trying to get freebies or they don't understand the system, Doug?
I mean, I know this isn't a political show. I know it's not even really a show at all, to be fair. But I mean, I'm going to throw this out there to your listeners.
Oh, God.
I'm going to prompt a text. I wonder, and as a community radio station, there are probably some political leanings amongst the listeners and indeed the broadcasters. I wonder, is it because in Sydney the public transport system is still not privatised? And I wonder, have people been coerced and not coerced, but I wonder have they been educated that they need to pay?
Okay, so you think that their taxes are paying for it, so they're more inclined to actually pay for it because they want their taxes to work?
Also know that we're privatised down here, and I'm thinking maybe people think it's going into the hands of a private company. I don't know. But it was a very, very, very evident, noticeable factor between our two cities, and I'm getting a bit tired of myself.
Well, Doug, I'm going to throw this out there, and we're coming back from whence we started. Perhaps Matt's assertion that maybe a different type of PT is the right thing for you.
Yes, I think we should. Yes, yeah.
I think on the note of being called fat by you, Helen, I think I'm about to hang up. In fact, I'm going to.
Bye. Goodbye.
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. That's her destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense. Does it feel the same when she calls your name? Somewhere deep inside, If it makes you feel sad, and I understand, you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.